Hi there, folks. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the Internet Marketing and Online Business Podcast Center. Hello and welcome. I'm thinking, looking at my clock right now, what do I say? Good morning. Maybe good afternoon, perhaps even good evening. Wherever you are, whatever time it is in the world, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and join with me here today. I'm continuing on a mini-series I've been running over the last week or so, Internet Marketing Strategies, just little quick tips, things to give you food for thought, looking at ways of generating traffic for your website and your internet business, and then, of course, perhaps you can then take that a step further and actually convert that traffic into cash, and that's what it's all about. We're up to number 7. Ah, this is a beautiful one, and I'm one of the slow learners here. Took me quite a few years to actually get into this, and it is the beautiful art of blogging. Oh yeah, baby. Here's the way I like to put it. Blogging is simply the ability to get personal, up close, with your website visitors. Finally, the interaction that we've always desired from our website visitors and our customers is now available with a click of a button in blogging. Now, if you're on my website right now, paulbars.com, you'll notice that I do my online business podcasts in a blog format. I use WordPress. Works for me like a charm. Of course, there are other CMS systems out there and the way that we can manage our content. But for me, this is what I've kicked off with. And mind you, I think it took me, must have been about 3 years before I finally went, okay, I'm going to do it. And then for about 6 months, I played around with various ways of looking at it and went, okay, I'm going to do it. But then I finally figured it out, and I watched the videos, and I listened to the audios, and I read the articles about blogging and went, okay, how exactly does this stuff work? When I put it together, created my own system, which, let me just throw in a little plug, has become the upgrade for eBusiness Mastery, my complete training program. Okay, end of plug, had to throw that in. But the point being, my traffic went through the roof. Oh boy, I'm talking like just exploded literally within a 14-day period once I had gone through and optimized all of my pages, optimized all of my categories, optimized all of my tags, and then each time I put up a new blog post, which is a podcast but with some text attached, I do at least probably 3 to 5 minutes per page optimizing it for a particular keyword phrase, whatever I'm targeting. And that has made a huge difference. You see, if I was to step back about 12 months ago, when I first put up my WordPress blog, I was maybe coming up. Actually, no, I know exactly. I was coming up front page Google on two different phrases. One was my name, Paul Bars. Well, hello, I would hope that I get found under my own name. Number two was my old business name, Home Business Mastery. Now, I don't operate under that name, but there are still so many links out there with that back to my website that I still come up top ranking for it. Okay, no problem. But see, I wasn't happy with that. I wanted to utilize, and I wanted to do what the big guns were saying could be and should be done when it comes to, say, operating with WordPress. So I spent the time and I invested the time and I learned how to optimize WordPress, not just for the search engines, but also for my visitors. Took me about 6 months because there's a lot of conflicting information. Would you agree with me on that? Yeah. Well, that, of course, is why I put out my own training program on it. But the thing being, it made such a huge difference that now when I log into my Google Webmaster Stats, in the Webmaster Tools, it shows me, I think last I checked, 932 different keyword phrases were coming up in the top 5 pages. Okay, can you see the difference between just 2 keyword phrases and 932? What kind of difference do you think that makes in terms of traffic for me? Hello? Can anyone see the moon when it comes out at night? Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And those things, those phrases, they jostle around at different times. And the thing is, there's no problem. I can go back and make changes. Here's the beautiful thing. The content becomes evergreen. It is always freshly updated. It's not just static. Now, I do have some static pages. Look around at paulbars.com. My content pages, my articles, my audios, and so on. These are static pages. But these are pages for people who are already here. It's my updated, fresh content that brings the people in. That's the thought I want you to take with you today if you're not yet involved in blogging for your own online business. Okay, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the Internet Marketing and Online Business Podcast Center. Plug, plug. We got to do it. I wish you'd do the same. Thanks for stopping by to listen, and I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.